Well, we're going to talk about a new book called Lennon, Dylan, Alice, and Jesus, the spiritual biography of rock and roll. It's written by Pastor Greg Laurie, the senior pastor of Harvest Christian Fellowship in Southern California. He's authored more than 70 books. I'm interested, Greg, how long have you been preaching so far?
I'm closing in on 50 years. Now, let me explain. I started when I was 5, and I had a very small little pulpit, little tiny microphone, and I was in diapers, and my first message was based on the passage where Paul says, we shall all be changed. Not really. But I have been preaching for 50 years. I'm 69 years old, so I've been doing this for a while.
Well, we're here to talk about this book, Lennon, Dylan, Alice, and Jesus. And the subtitle is The Spiritual Biography of Rock and Roll. Now, amongst all those names, those rock legends, Jesus doesn't seem to belong there.
Yes. Well, go to the Bible and look at Jesus and Nicodemus, Jesus and Zacchaeus, Jesus and the woman at the well, Jesus and the woman caught in the act of adultery. It fits, because my point is, take these iconic people, and I want to tell you about their spiritual journeys. It's a spiritual biography of rock and roll, and it has some surprising revelations about maybe your favorite pop or rock star, things you did not know about them, specifically in the area of their search for God. For instance, take John Lennon. Of course, we all remember his famous statement when he said the Beatles were more popular than Jesus. And let me just address that for a moment. To a generation of people at that moment in time, there was some truth to that. And I would include myself as a young person, because I knew nothing of Jesus, but I knew everything about the Beatles. And Lennon went on to try to explain it, saying, well, if I would have said television is more popular than Jesus, there wouldn't have been this controversy or uproar. But things changed in the life of John Lennon after he made that statement. And we explore those things in the book. Now, I'm not suggesting John Lennon was a Christian at the end of his life, but I have to point this out. There is a moment in time when John Lennon made a profession of faith to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Not only that, he recorded 2 gospel songs that you can find online if you search for them. Now, it was not a long-lasting thing, but it was very big to him. He wrote about it extensively in his diary. But then he seemed to fall away from that, but in some ways, toward the end of his life, which was a very tragic end, you see that he mentioned some of those things again. So here's my point. John Lennon made a profession of faith earlier in his life. He was tragically gunned down in New York City by Mark David Chapman. He was conscious after he was shot. He was being driven to the hospital, and the police officer driving him said, "Do you know who you are?" And Lennon replied, "Yes, I do." If he was conscious and aware, if John Lennon called out to Jesus Christ in the final moments of this life, would his prayer have been heard? The answer is yes. We think of the thief on the cross who said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." I wrote this book to give encouragement and hope to people out there who will read it who have a loved one that is not a Christian. They don't seem like they would ever become a Christian. It might be your husband or wife or your mom or your dad or your son or your daughter or a coworker or a friend. And you will see in this book, as you explore the lives of those who have been there, done that, bought the t-shirt, and in many cases, been the t-shirt, that they climbed to the top of the mountain and there was nothing there. So should it surprise us that these people are searching for a deeper meaning in life? You see, when you are thinking, if only I was rich, if only I was famous, if only I had a record, or if only I filled a stadium with a bunch of people chanting my name, I would be happy. These people have experienced it. They know that's not the answer. So many of them have gone on a deep search for God. So there's a lot here that may surprise you.
We've been talking to Pastor Greg Laurie about his new book. It's called Lennon, Dylan, Alice, and Jesus, The Spiritual Biography of Rock and Roll. Pastor Greg, how can listeners find out more about the book and even get a copy?
Well, you can order it from us through our ministry, harvest.org. Just go to our website and you can get the book from us. You can also order it from Amazon or Barnes & Noble or many other websites that will be carrying it. Or go down to your local bookstore and ask for a copy of Lennon Dillon, Alice in Jesus. As they see in the commercials, you'll find it wherever fine books are sold.